In this bulletin, the Australian economy slumps into a recession. Victoria records another 90 new COVID-19 cases and 6 more fatalities. And in sport, Brisbane has won the right to host this year's AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's economy has officially fallen into recession for the first time in 3 decades. The National Accounts figures for the June quarter show a 7% slump on top of the 0.3% decline in March. It's the largest quarterly fall in gross domestic product since records began. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the figures confirm the devastating impact on the economy of the coronavirus.
Our record run of 28 consecutive years of economic growth has now officially come to an end. The cause? A once-in-a-century pandemic. The effect? A COVID-19-induced recession.
Despite the figures, the Treasurer says the Australian economy has weathered the impact of the pandemic better than many other countries. He says outside Victoria, there are growing signs of recovery. Victoria has recorded another 90 new coronavirus cases and 6 more COVID-19 deaths. The number of active cases in the state continues to fall, down to 2,415. All of the fatalities are linked to nursing homes, but Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says there are positive trends in aged care case numbers.
We're not seeing so many new cases in aged care. We're certainly not seeing new outbreaks in aged care. And so the number of active cases in aged care has been coming down by 100 or so each day. Similarly, in acute health settings, there's stabilisation in the number of active healthcare worker cases and the number of new healthcare worker cases.
Daniel Andrews says the state of disaster has been extended until the 13th of September, when Melbourne's stage 4 lockdown is due to be lifted.
I just want to caution, though, that doesn't necessarily mean that either the state of emergency or the state of disaster will automatically come off on the 13th. So I don't want people to read into the alignment.
New South Wales has detected 17 new daily coronavirus cases, only one of them in hotel quarantine. The state government has praised the community for the way it's tackling the pandemic, with 20,000 daily COVID-19 tests conducted. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state is hoping it can bring infection numbers down.
Whilst the case numbers continue to yo-yo, and of course our ambition is always to have zero community transmission, that is our ambition.
Queensland authorities have identified 2 more cases linked to existing outbreaks in the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state now has 28 active coronavirus cases. She's vowed to keep border restrictions in place to keep the state safe, rejecting criticism from her New South Wales counterpart about a lack of consultation. To sport, and the AFL Grand Final will be held in Brisbane on October 24, after the league officially abandoned any hope of hosting the event at its traditional venue, the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The game at the Gabba before an expected crowd of 30,000 will be the first time a grand final has been held outside Victoria and at night. With Perth, Adelaide and Sydney also bidding to host the game, AFL Chief Executive Gil McLachlan says it was an extraordinarily difficult choice.
In the end, the AFL Executive and Commission based decision on these key criteria: safety and the best environment for all, integrity and the need for uncompromised games in a high-performance environment, our fans and the engagement of existing and new supporters, financial support for our game in a year where revenue has been so impacted, and the legacy and the long-term vision for our game.
And Adelaide has been earmarked as a contingency location for the grand final if Queensland was to experience any significant COVID-19 outbreaks. Well, now tomorrow's weather: Perth, cloudy and 20. Adelaide, a shower or 2, 17. Melbourne, a few showers and 19. Hobart, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 17 degrees. Canberra, a shower or 2, 20. Wollongong, sunny and 26. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, sunny and 27. Brisbane partly cloudy, 25. Cairns much the same, 28. And Darwin mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.